2-0.
Blog Talk Radio.
82-0, baby. Hey, I just fought, man. Today, one punch TKO, one shot it. You fucking delusional haters, man. You dumb son of a bitches. Talked all that fucking shit about me. I beat that other guy 3 days ago, the Navy guy. Beat his ass, man. You motherfuckers still talk shit. What now, you fucking clowns? 2 wins in 3 days, man. I'm the greatest. Listen, today, I mean, come on, 81 was good, but 82, obviously tops 81. I mean, look how big that guy was. It's not easy to beat a guy like that with one punch. Yeah, he didn't get knocked out cold, but he got TKO'd, man. His fucking head nearly flew off, man. He quit. He fucking took off the gloves and gave me the gloves. I'm like, that's it, you're done. And then somebody in the background, they were like, what, that was too hard for you? Motherfucker's 200. I asked him, how much do you weigh? He's like, 218. I'm like, shit. 160. Now, I'm a middleweight beating heavyweight, man. Floyd Mayweather Jr., you are delusional. Floyd Mayweather Jr. fans, every single one of you are delusional. You're all crazy, psychotic, deranged people, man. To think Mayweather is, come on, I would knock Mayweather out with one punch. That's how it is. I'm beating heavyweights, man. Jules Avala, Derek the Giant, my best one of all time, Derek the Giant. Derek the Giant would kill fucking Mayweather. My second best one of all time. Well, the U.S. Marine, it was, but let's say, I don't know, I think I topped that one. Yeah, this guy wasn't a Marine, but come on, he was a big, strong guy, too, and I beat the Marine in, what was it, 30 seconds? It was this guy, 2 seconds, man, 2 seconds, literally, like, so we squared up, boom, this is it. I go into southpaw stance, yeah, that's it, man. Golden Trunks, Charlie's on off the goat, Golden Trunks, Golden Age, 82-0, man. What a way to, I mean, my wedding is in 3 weeks with my wife. Sorry. And I'm going back to Ukraine. And that's why I fought 2 times in 3 days, because I had to come back to get some paperwork for the marriage. And I'm coming back to my wife. And I don't know how long I'm going to stay there, because now I'm going to stay the whole time. I'm going to get my Ukrainian visa so they don't kick me out in 90 days. And I'm going to stay there the whole time until they let my baby out, because I'm not leaving her. You understand? Yeah, so, I mean, and let me explain to these delusional detractors, these retards, I don't have to explain shit to them. All right, you morons. Apparently you clowns don't know anything about marriage, right? Yeah, I married a girl that's a different country. It's not that easy. I'm an American. I can go wherever the fuck I want. But for her, for them, for the U.S. Embassy to let her out, it's a big process, man. It's not that easy. Yeah, when you get married, we already signed the papers. When you get married, you've got to wait. And then you're going to have then the interview. And then when they see that it's real love and everything, this is it. They're going to, allow her to travel to Los Angeles. But it's a process. And the process, nobody knows how long it could take. It's different for everybody. Some people take longer, some people take. It could take anywhere from 5 to 12 months. So I may be in Ukraine for 12 months with my wife. Hey, with a wife that beautiful, shit. I'm fine. I'm cool. I mean, I won all the fights here in L.A. That's why when I came down, I smashed 2 motherfuckers in 3 days, man. Because, look, I can get fights in Ukraine. I can, if it takes too long, I can just find a ring there and do what I do here in L.A. and, get up to the 100-0, and I'm only 18 away. But, man, let's just talk about today's win, man. Wow, what a left hook, man. You fucking haters, man. Hey, I warned you, clowns, man. Now you motherfuckers know the true story about Charlie Zeno, man. Now you know. Well, these people just sit there and talk shit and insult me, and fuck. I mean, that's it. What more can I do? I'm fucking beating heavyweights with one punch. I'm fighting 2 times in 3 days. I don't see anybody else in any other box. I don't see. Wait a minute. 2 fights in 3 days? Mayweather fights 2 times in a year. Fuck. 11 wins already this year, and so many. If I decide, after my wedding in 3 weeks, if I decide to box in Ukraine, then I'll get to 100-0 this year. Oh, yeah, I can win 18 more fights in 6 months' time. I won 2 fights in 3 months' time. Come on. Oh, and guess what? Let me tell you, let's go back to win number 81 when I beat the shit out of the Navy boy. Fuck that faggot. I'm so glad I kicked his ass. Cocky fucking prick, man. Yeah, I smashed that motherfucker. You know, I annihilated him. I don't think he snitched on me, but this clown ran away for, like, we were boxing, like, where the bags are. That's like, there's no ring, but that's like where, you get it. That's like where the ring is. And there's no ring, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah, he left the range. He ran away, and he ran by the manager's desk. What a pussy. I didn't give a fuck. I chased him, and I started punching him in front of the manager, and the manager kicked me out of the gym. So guess what? I find a new gym, smash somebody else. These people, they cannot beat me. All these gyms kicking me out, saying I'm too violent, saying I'm blah, blah, blah. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Let me tell you something. These people, not haters on the internet, real-life, strict fucking pussy managers, none of these clowns will ever live my dream. Let's get to 100 now. None. Nobody will. They kicked me out of 5 gyms. I'll go to 6th one. Kick me out of 6th one. Number 7. The greatest of all time. Man, in Ukraine, I can open up my own ring, my own gym. It's a lot cheaper than that. And knock heavyweights out there. Challenge heavyweight, bolt, knockout, 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 TKO, whatever, knockout. Yeah. Problem is, when I get to 100, no, I plan to retire. But what the fuck am I going to do? I mean, I could train people, but training is not really my passion. My passion is to actually throw down. 82-0, man. Unbelievable. 82-0, man. Charlie Valenoff, the greatest. And, I'm just letting everybody know right now that I am going back to Crane in 3 weeks. I have a wedding. I already got the suit and my wife. I bought her the dress. This is it, man. People invited. Yeah, so I'm on my way. This is it. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Me and her have been together for 10 months, and you know, she's the one. You all saw the pictures, and hey, the love is real. And I won for her today. I won for her Saturday. I won for her all 82 times, all 82 for my breath. Yeah, I mean, come on. Look how fortunate I am. I mean, my wife, bombshell, gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, sexy, hot, all of the above. I mean, hottest girl ever, period. I'm 82-0. I just won shot at heavyweight today. I keep winning fights. No matter who they put in front of me, I continue to win. W after W after W. Why would I be so successful? I mean, why? You see? And these haters, they're fucking sick in the head. They're schizophrenic. They need help. They need. I guarantee you that all these guys on the internet talking shit about me, well, I'm sure they're on suicide watch now, but they were talking shit about me before today's execution versus the black guy with the do-rag that I beat today. Yeah, I mean, come on. Look how beautiful my wife is, man. I mean, shit, I must be doing something, right? Have a wife that gorgeous. Yeah, I mean, that's Charlie's going off wins, man. Box rack, no credibility. Man, dude, come on. 82-0, 26 years old. 71 title defenses? Today I won 71 title defenses. Remember that fucking degenerate Bernard Hopkins that always brag about his defenses? I hit Bernard Hopkins one time. If I hit Bernard Hopkins like I hit the heavyweight today, man. Bernard Hopkins, man. He'd be knocked out cold, man. I'd end his so-called career. That guy's a joke, man. I'd rather knock out Klitschko or Mayweather Jr. I mean, or Deontay Wilder. I mean, I hear his, today at the gym, some guy came up to me. He saw me win the fight. He was like, congrats. He was like, oh, you fought Wilder, man. I'm like, man, I beat him, man. I beat him in the ring. Like, motherfucker, chief shot at me, man. Bring him on again. Like, if I hit him like that, man. I did hit him. I hit him like, I think I hit the 218-pounder today harder than I hit Wilder. And he didn't even fly away like Wilder's bitch has been. Wilder flew away. Wilder was like, He was gone, and I'm a lot better now than when I beat Deontay. So, Deontay Wilder, if you're listening, man, hey, let me tell you something. I got a new nickname for you, bro. Not Bronze Bum, but Bronze Bomber. Yeah, Bronze Bum. How about that, man? What do you think, Deontay? Brown's a bump, man. Things should look into it. And I beat you in the ring, son. You need to stop deluding yourself and telling people that you knocked me out. You never knocked me out, man. You understand? In the ring, your back hit the ropes, and you were done. And any ref would have waved that shit. I just stopped the guy with one punch today. And I fought the same day as you, Deontay, on Saturday, and I won in the first round, in 50 seconds of the first round technical knockout versus a Navy heavyweight, and you fought some fat fucking taco-eating bum. And you beat him in the ninth round? Yeah, so who's better, me or you? I'm beating stronger opposition in 50 seconds, and you're beating bums in 9 rounds. Wow. So, Deontay, if you want a title shot against the greatest, here's what you do. You're going to have to go to Ukraine because I'm going to be there for a while with my wife. Yeah. Come down there. Hey, it's neutral zone. I mean, yeah, I know you could say that, you know, my wife lives there. And, it's more kind of, it's not my turf at all, but if me and Wilder were to fight there, then everybody would go for me. But listen, whatever. If I was able to, I'd go to Alabama and knock him out. But see, he started saying, like, oh, he shouldn't do it. It looked bad for him. I'm going to have my people. What do people have to do? This is one-on-one, man. The beef we have with Wilder, it's one-on-one. In the ring, one-on-one. Hey, listen, we both threw at each other. What happened, though? He didn't move me. Motherfucker nearly backflipped out of the fucking ring. But anyways, today's victory. That was my message to BoxRec, to the YouTube trolls, to the Twitter trolls, Inside Hoops, all you fucking delusional, schizophrenic, crazy, in denial, deranged, mentally ill, mentally challenged, sick haters. You fucking retards. Hey, you idiots would always doubt me. You would always talk shit. What now? Hey, I never seen Mike Tyson stop anybody in 2 seconds. Hell no. I mean, it was bullshit amateur fights. You never know. No fucking way. 2 seconds? Okay, go watch the fight today. One punch. I hit him at 0-0-2, and he quit right away. 2 seconds. Oh, that's it. That's the fastest boxing knockout of all time. But see, I knocked out people cold in 1 second, bare knuckle. But with gloves on, yeah, this was, well, this and Wilder. I had Wilder, you know, he was TKO'd. Wilder didn't quit, but he was TKO'd for sure. His little feet gave out. But this guy quit. So he just gave him, he just took off the gloves and gave him gloves. And he said, that's it. I'm like, you done? He's like, yeah. See, like, I wanted to continue. You know, motherfucker didn't want to fight. Well, I punched him once, and he's like, oh, fuck that. Yeah, these haters always talk shit about my power. Hey, I must have power if I made a 218 pound to quit right away. I must have fucking power if a motherfucker that big's quitting after getting hit by me. And I was just timing him to knock him out cold. You know, I just punched him, and this is it. He quit. He didn't allow me to knock him out cold. Hey, I'm happy with TKO. Phenomenal punch. Phenomenal fight. Phenomenal fight. It was the greatest of all time. Charlie Zay. Yeah, so, I mean, I've done it all. 82-0. I mean, nobody had 82-0 before. Hell no. Hypothetically speaking, if I was to retire on top right now, like today, won such a great fight, one punch, and if I was to hang him up right now, I'm not. But I'm saying if I was, nobody will ever surpass 82-0, 53 knockouts at age 26. I'm 27 next month, but still 26. Nobody's ever going to do it again, man. I'm in my prime right now. Like, I know if I would always say, like, prime, and people would always be like, oh, you're not even in your prime. And no, now I am. Come on. 27 years old next month, one-shotting fucking heavyweights with gloves on video. I'm in my prime. 82-0, reaching 100, almost at 100. I'm in my prime. Prime zone off beats anybody. Tyson, Lennox Lewis, Mayweather Jr., Pacquiao, Klitschko, anybody. Wilder, I already beat Wilder. See, before I even hit my prime, I beat Wilder. Burns' bum gets in the ring with me now. Yeah, he's going to get knocked out cold. Because I already fought him. I know how he fights. I know what to do against him. Like, I've seen, and the thing is, I watch Wilder's fights sometimes, his bum fights. And then basically, what is there to study? I punched him one time, he was done. I mean, I know, all he got to do is just touch that shin, man, you know? His fucking, you know, this whole persona he tries to carry that he's this, he said he punches so hard they need to make fucking custom gloves for him. This guy's full of shit. I hit him in the jaw. He hit me at the same time. And he barely moved. He flew from one side of the ring to the other. I mean, if his power is so immense. So listen, the back of the head, after I bombed on him with those two body shots, the back of the head knockdown, he didn't even hurt me. That's a lucky punch. And then he disqualified himself. So he lost to me twice. But in the ring, I got the better of him, and everybody knows that. And see, it's 2-0, but they view it as 1-1. No way, I never lost. 2-0. And I told him, settle it, let's do a third fight. That way, this is it. Whoever wins the third fight, then wants to do it. I'm the better man. I won in the ring. Charles Zona. Pound for pound, latest. Yeah, I bet everybody's shocked right now. They're like, fuck, Charlie Z just won a fight on Saturday, and all of a sudden, from one fight to another, boom. Hey, I'm the greatest of all time. Oh, by the way, when I was in Ukraine, you know, like, goat, greatest of all time. Yeah, I was like the animal, goat. Me and my wife were passing by the forest. They got a lot of forests in Ukraine. I've seen, a bunch of goats, man. Cows, goats, horses, yeah. No, but goat. When I saw a goat, I was laughing because, you know. And you know what's crazy? Right after I seen the goat, well, you got the animal, the goat, yeah. I'm the goat, you know, the animal. He was eating grass and shit, and I'm like, started laughing like crazy. And right after, there's a train passed by, and I'm thinking, like, shit, man. Fucking Z train, man. Rolling to 82-0, man. Goddamn. Yeah. I'm blessed, and I'm the best. Pound for pound best, that is. Shout out to all my fans, man. My real fans, my real life fans. Fans on the internet, minority. Listen, what you all saw today, I mean, come on. You cannot hate on greatness of that caliber, man. Because if you do, then you don't appreciate boxing, man. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Zonoff, 82-0, man. He does better. Yeah, this fight, you ain't get a lot of views of shit, man, because one punch TKO, man. Who wouldn't want to see that? Let me put it on right now, man. let's poke fun at the fucking delusional haters, man. Yo, Frank Stay, man. Did you get out of the psychiatrist? Fucking retard, man. Hey, Frank, you know if I hit you with that left hook like I hit that 218 pounder? Yeah, you'd be drinking from the straw for the rest of your life, son. I punched down to Wilder, Frank. And you're a retard. Let me tell you something, though. I don't look. I'm the best boxer in the world. You know, I'm a superstar. You know what I mean? Like, Frank Stay is delusional. He's some sick guy who lives in Las Vegas. He's a complete nobody. Nobody knows him. He's a somebody in his own mind. He's nobody. But this guy literally thinks he's big time. You say he thinks he knows. Who do you know? You know a bunch of paid professional actors, clown. You know what I'm saying? You only claim the fame. Yeah, you know Charlie Zonoff, but you Charlie Zonoff hates you, though, man. I never took you serious, clown. Yeah, I used him for Wilder's contact, so he can give me Wilder's number so I can smash Wilder and then laugh at him and Wilder. And I smashed Wilder, and now I'm laughing at him and Wilder. But see, I knew, I'm not like that. I don't, like, use people and shit. But when I found out that he's a fake friend, fake fan, oh, yeah, I started doing the same shit to him. So is that 82-0, man? What can that clown say? What can that clown do? I mean, he's a retard. He said he was in the army. that he had fights over there and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, if you're so good, if you had fights in the so-called army, right, where are they? How come I always post my fights on YouTube, my title fights, my UBS title fights? Man, I got video of me beating Derek the Giant, 300 pounder, son. I got video of me knocking out Floyd Mayweather. I beat Deontay Wilder in the ring on video. Who the fuck have you beat? I one shot at a fucking super heavyweight today with one punch. Yeah, I upload almost all my fights. Only the bare knuckles don't go on YouTube. And I'm married. I have a beautiful wife. I don't bare knuckle anymore. Right? So my question to that schizophrenic, delusional Frank Stea, if he has fights from a long time ago, right, why not even one? I'm not asking for all. Just one. One fight, one footage of him punching somebody. No, he does not exist. See? He's a liar. He lives in his own fantasy world. And that's it. I mean, that's it. You guys have no credibility. Yeah, and this clown, Vladimir Klitschko. I mean, I'm 82-0. I think that's all I have to say. 82-0. Beating heavyweights with one punch. I mean, I was ready to beat him when I was 11-0 when I beat Vasquez. Remember when I threw the killer six and won the championship? Yeah. At that time, I would have knocked out Klitschko. Look how long it's been. From 2011 now to 2015, summer, 82-0, Klitschko still ducking. Talking about fights. Tyson Fury. Who the fuck is Tyson Fury? A lot of people want to see me fight Tyson Fury. I would kill that guy, man. If I hit Tyson Fury like I hit this guy, take a look, man.
Look at the sound of this shit, man.
Oh, you can hear that shit. Fuck, man. This was so loud, everybody fucking turned their head. Yeah, Klitschko's a joke, man. Fighting once, twice a year. I mean, come on. 11 wins already. It's only June. Yeah, I mean, if I keep going in Ukraine, I don't think so, because I just won two fights in 3 days, and listen, I have to take care of my wife. You know, when I was in Ukraine, what do you think? I didn't post any videos, I didn't do any radios. What did I tell everybody? I don't have time for that. Well, now I do. I'm in L.A. for about 3 weeks. Now I do, but you know, that's it, man. You know, I have a beautiful wife. I have to take care of her. She wants to have kids. We're going to have a kid this year. You know, we plan on it. Yeah, I got a lot of responsibility, and you know, I already do. You know, before the kid, I got, you know, I told Daria, I said, baby, you know, we have a baby, we still need my baby. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, it's going to be surreal, you know. I'm a little nervous, you know. My first and last wedding, you know. She's the one. And, but I, you know, my confidence, not just in life, but my confidence as a human being, it's just sky high no matter what. And when I kiss on that dress, and, you know, hey. Let him clap, man. You know what I'm saying? Charlie Zonoff, 82-0. You know, incredible storybook journey. You know, something you know, nobody's ever gave me a chance to marry a girl that was beautiful. Nobody's ever gave me a chance to win this many fights without losing a single time. Nobody's ever given me a chance to get him to share the ring with Deontay Wilder and nearly decapitate him with one punch. Nobody has ever given me a chance, but still, despite their giving me the chance, bullshit, whatever the fuck, I still did it. You know, let me tell you, you know, I feel that much better because I was so short for so long. Now that I made it to 71 title defense, and all these people that said, "Oh, but what's the UBF?" Yeah, man, how do they look now? UBS is the golden era. One champion, one real champion. There's still those only fake champions in the Olympics. I mean, if you really want to get technical, I mean, there's only one belt on the ground, UBF. There's no 100 belts on that fake shit. But if you really want to get technical, I did down in Wallet and his arm there. So you'd be up double EDC champion in the world. But see, I don't want his fake shit. I don't want his fake ugly belt. He can keep that belt. He needs to get him back my belt that he stole because I won the fight. Yes, fight. I won the fight in the ring and I won the fight outside the ring. Fight the Akita. But in the ring, I physically smashed him. And his boys took my belt. But guess what? I'm even better now. They're irrelevant. Whether I beat Wilder again, it's irrelevant. I'm beating other people, man. It's irrelevant. And by the way, Underground Boxing Federation, outweb.com, 82-0, 53 knockouts, Charlie Zonoff. It's all I've been in there. Official, cemented, irrefutable. That's it, man. I go boxing, man. I'm the greatest. Charlie Z, not Ali. What have I been saying? Oh, my God. If I hit Muhammad Ali like I hit that black guy today, yeah, Ali would get knocked out. He'd get knocked out, or he'd get TKO. That wasn't my best punch. That was a good-ass punch. He'd get TKO. Bitch-ass Glasgow, catch his clip. Fucking that bum. Joe Frazier could drop him. Imagine if Charlie Zone, I was doing him, man. I'd retire Muhammad Ali. One punch. But, tell you who I, well, since I beat Wilder already, tell you who else I want to beat for win number 100. You know who I want to beat for win number 100? All the fans listening? All right. Either Deontay Wilder, again. Dejon Daniels. I want to knock him out cold. Or Floyd Mayweather Jr. Yeah, that would be a massacre. That would be too easy. He's too small. I'd kill that guy. But see, he's so cocky. I would just really want to beat the shit out of Mayweather Jr. That would feel great. I don't care how small he is. I know it'd be a step back because I do heavyweights, but I would want to beat Mayweather. Like, I don't know. I hate that guy. You know what I mean? It's just, it would feel great knocking him out. I knocked his dad out, and then I beat his dad. If I beat him in the future, think about it. Like, it would make for a great story. You know, like, you look at my records, like, oh, shit, beat both of them. But yeah, it would look good. But the problem is he never wants to fight. I'm 82-0. He's bragging about this 48-0. Okay, clown, even if you are 48-0, I'm 82-0. What the fuck is 48? What's a bigger number, 48 or 82? But look who I'm beating. I beat heavyweights. Does Floyd Mayweather Jr. have a single fight against a heavyweight? Man, he doesn't even fight people 10 pounds heavier than him, dude. Today, all right, 218, 160. I weighed in today and yesterday. I weighed in 160 for this fight. Golden Trunks today, round one, one punch. 160 on the dot. This motherfucker, 218. Yeah, come on. 58-pound weight to start, are you kidding? And I beat him with one punch? Now that's a champion. Now that's pound for pound. Charlie's out now. Now that's a legend. Mayweather Jr., delusional. He's delusional because he thinks he's pound for pound number one, and I'm pound for pound number one. I beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Jules Wallet, Derek John. These guys are 230, 260, 300. Are you fucking kidding me, man? Floyd Mayweather would not even share the ring with these motherfuckers because he knows he'd get knocked out because he's too small. Okay, but I'm not that much. Okay, I'm 160. Mayweather's what, 147? More. Come on, I've seen him gain up. I've seen him gain up a bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not that. Okay, I'm a lot taller than him, and I look a lot bigger than him. I'm always fighting heavyweights. On video, I was bigger than him. I am bigger than him, but I'm a lot taller than him. But, you know what I'm saying? Weight-wise, I don't weigh that much more than him. What, 10 pounds maybe? I don't know, 13 pounds? Not that much more than him. And I'm beating motherfuckers that weigh 50, 60, 70, fucking 100 pounds more than me. You know, come on. I mean, I'm pound for pound the greatest of all time. That's not even a debate, so let's not even debate it. Charlie Zona, pound for pound king, man. Floyd Mayweather Jr. can only wish to have a wife as beautiful as mine. He can only wish to be 82-0. Yeah, he can brag about all his money he wants. I got more power, more speed, better accuracy, better jab. I'm just a better fighter than him, that's right. I wouldn't strike him. He's not a match for me. Mayweather is not a McKell. We're going to go overtime, so everybody listening, make sure to listen to the archive. Because we're going overtime right now. It's probably 82-0. Yeah, so I'm going to try to do as much radio as I can because I'm in Ukraine. No radios, no videos. Hey, you saw when I went to Ukraine. You saw the last video I put out before I left? The U.S. Marine, when I beat the shit out of the U.S. Marine. Okay, but do you notice when I was in Ukraine with Dar, with my wife, I didn't post any videos, nothing, no radios. There you go. That's, I'm a married man. All I post is fights, man. I did all the explaining. Now my sisters do it. You saw today, I hit the guy in the jaw and I said, it's good, I won punch. Sublime, man. Sublime performance by the greatest of all time. Man. My uncle congratulated me. My wife congratulated me. My dad was very impressed, actually. Me and my dad get along very well now. My dad was very impressed. He's very happy. You know, come on, I got married. You know what I mean? Well, I put a ring on our official wedding, and she's taking my last name in 3 weeks. And I'm just so proud to say that I have a wife and, you know, a girl that beautiful. You know, my wife, she cooks for me. She's the best girl. So fortunate to have her. And I'm speechless, man, that everything's going so great for me. You know, boxing has took it to new heights, man. I evolved boxing, man. There's never been a boxer as fast. There's never been a boxer throwing 6 power shots in 1 second. There's never been a boxer beating the fuck out of super heavyweights fight after fight after fight. And that boxer's 160. There's never been a boxer like that. And that's why the underground is the best. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, anybody got any questions? I'm the answer. Charlie Delano. Go on YouTube and see my fights, and you're going to see what a real champion is. And HBO, Showtime, Fox Sports, Active Fest, yeah. Like I said, these TV networks, like, I'm not saying it. A lot of shit on TV is fake. That's just fake boxing. But, I mean, even I watch TV sometimes. Like, when I play video games and watch movies, you know, watch movies with my wife, you know. But I'm talking about mainstream boxing, yeah, that shit is fucking, it's a hoax. If that shit was, do I have to say this again? How many times? If they were real, they would not be, quote-unquote, fighting once, twice, or even 3 times a year. Too little. I won 11 fights already. It's already June. I mean, I'm a real champion. Come on, I beat the shit out of a Navy heavyweight. 3 days passed, I'd be smash the fucking 218 pounds with one punch on video. I mean, now that's a real champion. You know what I'm saying? Active, most active in history. 82 wins or losses, age 26. And Charlie Zonoff rewrote the history books. I mean, I wouldn't even call them history books. What, mainstream boxing history books? No, I basically just proved that I'm better than all of them. And it's like, huh, you fucking idiots. You didn't include me. You included all these clowns, but you did not include the greatest of all time. Isn't that good? See, now I know why God did it like that, why it's all like that. Because so I can win so many fights, and so I can even beat mainstream clowns and all of the underground fighters and everybody, the greatest of all time, the GOAT, Charlie Zonoff. If I was involved in mainstream boxing, these clowns would not let me fight more than once, twice a year. And a fighter as talented as me, yeah, come on. I would not be able to just sit there one fight and then sit for 11 months and then not do shit. No, I can't. I got too much fucking fight in me. I'm too much firepower, too much explosiveness, speed, power, man. No. Yeah, I'm the best, man. And the thing is, like these actors, they don't care about boxing. They just care about money. They don't care about actual combat, about winning, about, you know, real bragging rights, about actually saying that, being able to say that you're the best. They don't care about that. They just want to get paid and WWE horse shit. That's it. You know, I'm saying the truth. I was listening. Look, I mean, money's good. Money's great. But understand that in real boxing, there's no money involved because mainstream boxing, corrupted, fake, disgusting, what mainstream boxing is. The way they treated me, the way their fake fans talk shit about me, all these mainstream boxing people, they're all sick people, delusional. It's a delusional, sick society, mainstream boxing. All their beliefs, everything they say, everything they type, it's all bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like somebody's asking me if I could take Mike Tyson. I would kill Mike Tyson. Come on. one punch to his fucking jaw, he'd get knocked out. Yeah. I hit a lot harder than that, of course. Yeah, oh, and I hit a lot harder than that because I had my muscle business. So. It's obviously going down history as the greatest. Hey, come on, look at my credentials, my resume, man. Nobody had 82 now at age 26. No fucking way. Nobody comes close, man. Nobody's done half of that, So, letting everybody know right now, leaving in 3 weeks. I got a wedding coming up. And I'm going to do some radios. You know, I'm still going to be here for 3 weeks in LA to talk about this great victory that I scored today. And I'm honored to say that I'm the guy with the golden trunks in the video. I'm honored to say that's me, man. So I don't know. Remember the name. Because I can assure you,